بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I am here in New England, and it's coming into the fall season, into autumn. And there is frenetic activity among squirrels. Every time I go for a walk, every day, I see these squirrels scampering, running here and there. And almost all of them, they're carrying nuts. They're carrying acorns, which is the seed of the oak tree. They're carrying other nuts in their mouths. The cheeks are stuffed with nuts, and they're scampering here and there. And I know what they do with them. They go and they dig in the ground and they bury those nuts as caches for the winter. So in the winter, when there is a lot of snow and so on, and obviously there's no food for them, the squirrels, they go and dig up those nut caches wherever they have buried those nuts, and they eat them. Now, this is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of planting new forests, because the squirrel can't remember all the places that it buried the nuts in. So the nuts that the squirrel buried and forgot about, they germinate, and that's how trees, especially oaks and others, that's how those trees get planted, and that's how they dispersed. The seeds are dispersed by these squirrels. So squirrels are actually planters of oak trees. Seems quite a thing to think about, that the huge, massive oaks we see in the forests were planted by squirrels. Now, the point I'm making, and again, you see birds also. I mean, right now the American robins, which are still around here in plenty. They haven't started the migration south yet. Yesterday also I saw them. It's very quite funny actually to see them in large fields and huge lawns. There are plenty of them here. They are literally, in our corona COVID terminology, they are socially distanced. If you see them there, you find, they're never clustered. You have a robin every 6 feet spread all across the field. And that the reason is because their favorite food is earthworms. So obviously they are, they spread out in the field, and each one is trying to find an earthworm, and earthworms are not that plentiful. So they end up being spread out in the field. Now, the point I'm making is that they are around here and they're busy feeding. So for them, for birds, and they don't bury or carry seeds, or they don't have freezers in their nests, but they feed and they eat up, and they try to eat as much as they can to build up their body fat. Now, the fat keeps them warm. The fat helps the migratory birds to migrate, because that's nutrition for them when they're flying. And they may not have food, and then, of course, the migratory birds, when they get to where they get, there is food there. The ones that don't migrate, for example, I just see a black-capped chickadee, one of my favorite birds, little, small, tiny thing, which is so full of energy, it's unbelievable. So it's got a black cap on the head, and it has its typical call. It was chirr kind of thing. Again, very busy feeding, because he's also building up his body fat, because he doesn't go anywhere. He stays here throughout the winter, and winter here can be very severe. Sometimes the temperatures go down to minus 20, and with a chill factor, the effective temperature is another 5, sometimes maybe even 10 degrees lower than that. It's quite literally lethal to be outside in that temperature without proper covering and so on. Yet throughout that winter, throughout that severe winter, these little birds, the black-capped chickadees, northern cardinals, and others, they stay here. They don't go anywhere. They don't migrate. They live here. And they take shelter. Interestingly, they don't live in nests during the winter, including where people have nesting boxes. And, you know, comparatively, those nesting boxes are warmer. Those birds don't live in there. They stay in the trees, the evergreens that don't shed the leaves, in hedges, evergreen hedges. And those hedges are extremely thick because they keep getting, obviously the hedges are trimmed, so there's a lot of growth inwards in the hedge. So it's very, very thick and dense. And these birds, they take shelter in that. They stay there. They don't make any nest. They don't build any nests. They stay inside those hedges, inside those evergreen trees, the firs, the other different conifers, pines, and they spend the winter there. There is practically no food. I mean, they, you know, the odd insect and so on. Otherwise, there is almost no food, but they go through that winter. Of course, where there are people in these countries, people regularly put out bird seed in bird feeders, and I would strongly encourage people to do that. Please do it, because these birds need the food, and they come to the feeders. I last year I put two feeders out, and they were busy the whole day. Those birds ate up sacks of bird seed during the winter. Squirrels also come, and a lot of people chase them away. You know, they don't let them eat from the feeder. I don't do that because I say, well, you know, that's the risk of the squirrel, and why should we try to take away what Allah has written for it? Of course, we can't. So I leave it alone. But I'm saying that this is what they do. Point of all of this, I mean, this further reminder of mine is not about squirrels and birds. The point I want to make here is that all of these animals and birds, they are preparing for a time of stress. They are preparing for a time of difficulty. They know that winter is coming. They know that winter will come. There is no way that they can avoid that winter. And so they make preparations to survive in that winter, when all normal wasail, all normal resources for survival will be few, maybe non-existent. Right? So this is the thing that that strikes me every time I see the squirrels busy and the birds busy. Now, my point is, here are these animals and birds. They know something is going to happen. They know that winter is coming. They know winter is going to be severe. And they are making preparation for it. My reminder to myself, I remind myself and you, we know our winter is coming. And by that, I don't mean December, January. I mean our winter, meaning 6 feet under. What is our preparation? Just 2 days ago, I heard about the passing away of a very dear friend of mine, Izzatullah Sahab, my our dear brother Imran's father, who passed away very suddenly. And by the sound of it looks like he had a massive heart attack and he just died. Perfectly healthy man, there was nothing wrong with him. You know, he just had a fever for about 2 days, and then he had this heart attack and he died. Now, point is, these are all reminders for us. These are reminders for us. In the last 1 year that I have been here in America, I've heard of 8 or 9 of my very close and very dear friends who passed away. Obviously, you know, thousands more people passed away. I'm just saying the people I know, and I'm calling them reminders because these are people I know. People are of my age. My Izzatullah Bhai was my age, right? He would have been my age, maybe a year or two this way or that way. The point is that what is our preparation? We know our winter is coming. We know that just like these birds and so on and so forth, when our winter comes, we are going to be, you know, there are no resources in that winter. What is our preparation? Where are my nut caches? What am I sending ahead of me, which is going to be waiting for me when I go across, when I make my intiqal, when I become muntaqil from the alam al-shahada into the alam al-barzakh? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who recites Suratul Kahf, this will be an intercessor for him. This will be a light in the darkness of the grave for him. What is the light in the darkness of our grave for us? Are we reading Suratul Kahf? Are we reading Suratul Mulk? So if you read Suratul Mulk, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read Surah Sajda and Suratul Mulk every single day, says Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha, says he didn't go to sleep without reading these two surahs. So let us do that. Suratul Kahf is a protection between one week and the other week, right? Between one Friday and the other Friday. Is protection against Dajjal. What about regular reading of the Quran? What about our Salah, our commitment to Salah, not just when we feel like doing it, but on a regular basis without any breaks? And then, of course, for those who Allah has given tawfiq, inshallah, and may Allah give tawfiq to all of us to pray tahajjud regularly, to build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our preparation? My brothers and sisters, those who are preparing, alhamdulillah, all power to you. Please continue. Those who are not preparing, I think it is time to wake up. Learn from the squirrels, learn from the birds, look around you. Please do wake up before you are woken up. And this is what the Salafus Salihin, many of them have said this. Wake up before you are woken up. Says Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said this. Says Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said this. So please let us wake up before we are woken up. And be prepared, because just like the winter is coming, our own winter, which is death, is coming. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmatullah.